Damn. Damn.
Broke the internet.
I tell you what.
Put that nigga ass in the dirt.
I tell you what.
Smoking on Pookie Load tonight.
I tell you what. I tell you what. This is how we going to do this.
Send some more. I'm going to send them the same way. In a box back to you.
Are you doing
free kill. Free kill.
I tell you what, though. See, when I even called you and extended this invite, my nigga, I did it as a real man. It's been 20 motherfucking years.
15 years.
Okay, well, how many? You still talking the same shit.
Bruh, man, no, you did not eat all the Thanksgiving dinner, man.
Everything was hidden, too. Except for them raggedy ass pigs.
Raggedy ass pigs. That's what he said.
Please go
say something. Yeah, I'm gonna do something, baby. I'm gonna handle it. Bruh, man. I mean, serious, man. You come up through here, you don't knock, you don't talk to me. I mean, you tell me, man. What are we supposed to eat? We hungry. What are we supposed to eat, bruh, man? Huh? Are you crazy?
Nah, just hungry, Ma.
We just had a whole damn.
I'm about to go over Mom's house over on 5th Street. Eat up some more. Y'all can roll if you want to.
What up, Frocast? This your girl, AP. Looking forward to another year of laughing out loud, getting crazy looks from the white people at work, because that's what y'all be making me do. Keep it up. Peace.
What up, y'all? This is RT3 telling y'all to check out the dopest site that is Nappy Afro for everything from reviews, music, podcasts, and more. Check out the dopest site that is nappyafro.com.
It's MJ Money Nines, a.k.a. the original Ain't Shit Nigga, and you listen to the most bullshit, fucked up podcast in the fucking world that I fuck with, the Frocast. I'm out.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to nappyafro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on fool, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You're now tuned into the longest running podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. the Podfather, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, and my last a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I like to have right now is for all you vegan, fasting, don't celebrate Thanksgiving podcasters, keep the noise down while I take my robe off to show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. I'm now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the shopping, the daunting, the always shopping. Did I say that already?
You did.
The problematic yet well-spoken Queen Germ. Say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the Queen of QVC, a.k.a. Bipolar Mom, a.k.a. I Hear No One, a.k.a. My Cups Runneth Over, a.k.a. A Lot of Crass with a Dab of Class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to rate, subscribe, like the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. We on them all, no excuses, so we appreciate it if you could do that for us. Don't forget about our voicemail where you can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail, we'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon where you can join for as little as a dollar and get behind the scenes exclusive content, only on the Nappy Afro Patreon. Like I said, it only costs a dollar. You can support the team, support the dream. And that's option A, option B, option C, and option D. If none of those options work for you, you can always spread the love by showing everybody that you listen to this show, add it to your story, reblog it, retweet it. Just, you know, word of mouth, the oldest form of advertising. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate that. Well, all the panders out the way. Queen Germ, how was your week? Oh, before I go, we did have a Patreon. I'm sorry. The piggyback off the Patreon. You get shouted out like Rick. So shout out to Rick. Thank you for your support, Rick. And you could be just like Rick and get shouted out on the show. Yeah. Now, Queen Germ, the pandering is out of the way.
Rick must be real cool.
You
Rick.
Said it's, yeah, Rick, yeah, Rick, Rick. Yeah, you could be like Rick.
And I mean, you said it like 3 times, though.
Okay.
And get your name shouted out, just like Rick. Okay. And like Rick.
Hey.
Okay, like Rick. Okay.
But now that the pandering is officially out of the way, Queen Germ, how was your week?
My week was all right. I'm just tired.
Mm-hmm.
Mentally, mm-hmm. emotionally, mm-hmm. physically. So you just taking it all out of me. So
who, me?
Yeah, you. Things that I have to deal with so much.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to keep it in the middle of the road and be festive for the Thanksgiving season.
Okay.
So I am thankful.
Okay. Because
things can always be worse.
Yeah.
But I like to think that they can also be better.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm going to just stay in the thankful, grateful spirit.
Okay. And leave that's it alone. Well, go ahead and tell you about my week.
Because I never will ask.
Yeah. My week. We're going to go ahead and get into it. Coach Germ update. Let's go ahead and get into that first. You know what I'm saying? Before we get into the even something that was more fireworks than that. Coach Germ update. We had a game Saturday. We traveled to play the Walker Ford Cowboys, and just like I said we were going to do, bust some ass, we bust some motherfucking ass. 31-0. Defense came out there, looked amazing. We scored 3 defensive touchdowns. They called 2 of them back, but, you know, it was on some bullshit.
So that means you didn't score them?
We did score 2.
That
3.
That means you can't score what's not scored.
We scored them. They called them back. They threw a flag on the play.
So that means it did not count. So they did
not
count.
It didn't count, but we still scored 3, and 2 of them had to come back. So we still ended up with 1 that counted.
It's either you have it or you don't.
Well, 31-0. The Cowboys got their fucking ass busted. We off this week, setting up the showdown against Levy again next week, and it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
You think so?
I expect my boys to be, yeah, because they needed this last win for their confidence. And they believe now that they are the best defense in the city. Like, they know, like, hold on, we the best. Like, we the best. And they playing like it. And you know what I'm saying? And it's just, we ready for Levy. We ready. Mm-hmm. So, it's just.
Y'all got y'all birth certificates?
Oh, yeah. Dude, they got theirs. We all good over here. We don't play that shit. So, like I said, the boys off this week, coming off a big win. We going to start back on Monday with the intensity. And hopefully, you know what I'm saying, the next show, which won't be a Kurt Joiner update, but the show after that, we'll have the results of the Levy game. So stay tuned for all the comings and goings of Coach Germ and the Lafayette Tigers. It just feels funny saying that. But as far as the other thing that happened to me this week, so I was on my way home from work on Thursday, you know, just minding my own business. Probably about a mile and a half from home. You know, I'm just thinking about, get to see my lovely wife in a little bit.
More than likely, that was not what you were thinking.
Yes, it was. I was like, man, I can't wait to see my baby. I'm just sitting at a stoplight thinking about my baby.
Who baby that is?
You.
It can't be
you,
me.
Girl. I was thinking about you, girl.
You was thinking about me so bad that you left your wallet at work. You couldn't have been thinking about me.
Yeah.
You can't get shit with no wallet.
Hey, I mean, look, long as we got each other, we don't need no money.
That's a lie.
Love will take us everywhere.
Love ain't never paid none of my bills.
Hey, it don't need to pay never. No bills. It paid never. That love bill. Mm-mm. It that filled that void in your heart. No. That's what love is.
Move on with the story.
But anyway, so I'm sitting at a red light thinking about my girl, Queen Germ, just the light of my life. And out of nowhere, some driver comes and rear ends me. Pause.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been the worst part of because, A, I didn't have a car payment. And now I'm either going to have to find a car that fits in the budget or I'm going to be stuck with a car payment that I can't afford. You know what I'm saying? Because this shit really fucking sucks. Like, because
I was living life okay till I got hit. And I think, like, this shit is some bullshit. And you know, and this is the first time it's ever happened to me. And, you know, and I just charge it to 2020 bad luck. I've seen a lot of people around me just bad things happening. And it was just my turn. And there it went and there it goes. So hopefully,
thank God it wasn't as bad.
Because I always thought if I ever got in a car accident, since, you know, so many people around me been in car accidents, I was like, man, I know if I ever get in one, it's going to fuck me up. I'm going to end up losing it. And I'm glad that it didn't go that route. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm just, my back fucked up. You know what I'm saying? My neck fucked up. My shoulders fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Because that whiplash shit ain't no joke, bro. Like, because as bad as my neck was hurting, like, this weekend, like, it ain't as bad, or maybe the tolerance then got down to where I can just, yeah, I know what it is, but I was fucked up, you know what I'm saying? But luckily, no broken bones, nothing like that, you know what I'm saying? Just sore and beat up, but, you know, your boy King German soldier, man, so.
Make sure your soldier's still a soldier.
Hey, we'll find out if that worked, because if that don't work, we're gonna have to really get something done.
Who you telling?
I told you I only had 13 more in me. If you cut my 13 down, it's a problem.
You're going to be on the streets.
Exactly. Damn. So, enough about my week, man. I'm just on the mend. But the show still must go on. You know what I'm saying? Because I know Queen Jern wouldn't have did the show by herself, you know.
I could have.
I didn't say you couldn't do it. I know you wouldn't have done it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I would have been shocked if you'd be like, just set the stuff up for me. I'll do it without you. I don't know.
I would have had it going on. That's when you would have saw who was really the queen.
Yeah.
Or the daggone show.
I mean, look, the offer is out there. I mean, you know, I've only been on more shows than anybody in the Frocast history.
I mean, that's fine, but I'm just telling you.
You know what I'm saying? Out of 431 shows,
I get me a couple.
I know
of
I'm on at least 400. You know what I'm saying?
You'll be sitting here looking, be put out of business now. Don't do that.
All right, stop it.
Don't do that.
Anyway.
Is that a challenge?
I didn't say it's a challenge, but look, you're free to have a show if you. I'm not. Yay!
Now you're stuttering.
You can invite, have just a guest. You know what I'm saying? No problem. I don't have no issue with that.
Let's get into this outline.
Yeah, let's get into the outline, man. Because got a lot to talk about. Let me ask you a question, Queen Jern. Did you watch the Versus? Did you get Gucci Mane?
I just saw a little bit
versus
of it.
Jeezy. Why would you not? Okay, why would you not?
I don't have time in my life to waste for that.
What you mean waste? This is Gucci Mane versus Jeezy.
And they have, what's the newest song they bought?
It don't matter.
Oh, okay. So
you know the history, right?
That's the point.
You know the history, right?
What history do they have?
What history do they have? Jeezy put $10,000 on Gucci's chain. So some dudes came up to Gucci, tried to kill him. He ended up killing one of the niggas. Then they was going to charge him with murder, but they let him off for self-defense. And you know what I'm saying? So their music battle went deeper. It got real. Like, a motherfucker died behind them. So them two niggas hating each other the much they did, for them to agree to this versus was like, wow, we're going to see Gucci Mane and Jeezy in the same room? These niggas hate each other. This is 15 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, this still, like, he called this man pussy. Like, Gucci hated this man. Jeezy hated Gucci, like vice versa. They just, it's been, so just to see them do that was amazing. And as far as the winner of the verses, it all depends on what you was going for. Me personally, if you're going for music, Jeezy won. But if you're going for showmanship and disrespect and who put up the best show, Gucci put up the best show. Like, he came out with diss songs. He performed The Truth, which is, you know, the song he talk about killing Jeezy homeboy. He even mentions, go dig your homeboy up. I bet he ain't gonna say shit. And then after he finished doing the song, he said, damn. He said, put that boy in the dirt. He said, we smoking on Pookie Load tonight. Like, I mean, send somebody else. I'm gonna put them, I bet you they won't come back. I mean, listen. And so I understand why people say Gucci won. It was the best versus ever. And I mean, if you didn't watch it, take time to go watch it.
I won't.
I mean, you
I
know.
Won't. I just want to be real with the people.
I got you. I understand, man.
Expect that out of
that's
me.
Not a real, that's not your bag. So that's I get not, it, man. I understand, man. You don't like that street shit like that. Mm-hmm. You know the new street shit. You know, you still rap 8-bar MJG lyrics and shit like that from when you were younger. Something. Yeah, but you know, I guess you're reformed now.
Yeah, I'm refined. All right.
refined and reformed.
Yeah.
I got you. So, yeah, we had to start off talking about this since Queen Germ ain't watch it. I know everybody did. Everybody talked about it. Me and B-Eazy was supposed to do a 12-hood minutes about it, but B-Eazy, I don't understand how you can agree to do a show, but say, I don't like hearing my voice, so that's why I don't like doing shows. I mean, it's too late now, B-Eazy. I mean, it's 12 minutes. 12 minutes.
Yeah.
We're sitting on talking on the phone for 45 minutes, and we could have took 12 minutes of this conversation, recorded it, made a show, and kept still talking. But no, B-Eazy. But anyway, I know y'all watch it. Who y'all think won? Let me know. I say Gucci won. Musically, Jeezy won. If you look at what the rules of the verses was, you'll say Jeezy won. But we all talk about Gucci after the verses. Nobody talk about Jeezy. Nobody's talking about Jeezy dressed like Make 'em Say On video with that leather jersey on and a fur coat and them white Nikes and black jeans. Nobody's saying nothing about that. You know what I'm saying? Gucci being decked out in Gucci looking like I don't know what he is. It was all the, it was just weird. But it was a sight to behold. So, I enjoyed it. I have to say I enjoyed
Sound
it.
Sound like some regular nigga shit.
It was some nigga shit. Like they said, it was some nigga shit. Speaking of nigga shit, T.I. said some nigga shit on his Expeditiously podcast. He say that a woman don't want a man that don't have any options. So he say a woman don't want to be with a man that ain't got no bitches. So you being a woman, is that true?
I would say only to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
Not that he got to have bitches, but he does have to be somebody who has enough stature to get other women. If okay. You a nigga that nobody want, nobody don't want somebody that nobody want. I mean, that's for men and women. I don't think a man should be attracted to a woman who can walk down the street and ain't a nigga turn his head, ain't a nigga try to holler at her through, you know what I'm saying, all her points in a day. So that's just, I mean, but
I think that's impossible. I don't think that exists.
What, somebody that nobody want?
Yeah.
Okay, of course, somebody wants you, but I'm talking about that more than just the person that you with wants you.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, it can't be a woman that walked down the street that don't get hollered at. That's impossible. It's impossible.
It is.
It's impossible.
Okay, that's why it's women around here buying niggas PS5s or whatever these things called, because they trying to keep a nigga at the house. That's why, because the nigga, the pool done got so small, till you over here struggling. You got a piece of man, you good with that. So, it's some people out here. I mean, it's niggas out here. You ain't got shit going. So, you end up with somebody who at least care about you, see something in you. And then you, and that love that they giving you, you done got enough, you know what I'm saying, pizzazz about yourself to want to cheat on a nigga. You ain't got shit. You need to be at the house. Like, I mean, you know, what you out here in the streets playing for?
They say you can give a nigga your eye. And he'll take that eye and look at another woman.
Exactly.
Damn.
They sure would, so I wouldn't give you shit. So I'm glad, you know, you don't need it, but you can't have it anyway.
So you saying that...
you got to have something going for you. That's all. I mean, I'm not saying that you got to have holes checking for you, you playing in the street. I'm just saying you got to have something about yourself that draws other people to you, that makes you look like if this didn't work out, you could have somebody else. That's all I'm saying. Not that you out there playing on the fact that you could have other people.
Okay.
The fact that, you know, she know that you got other places you could be.
So, do you see a guy... Okay, so if you see a guy that has hoes, are you attracted to him?
No.
Why not?
No, I'm like, what would I be attracted to anybody for? I'm married.
I'm talking about hype. This is unmarried. This is just... Just speaking, relatively speaking.
Like, relatively speaking, if I'm talking about right now being a grown person, I ain't attracted to nobody who ain't got no money and got their life together, got no goals and ambition and going somewhere with their life. Okay. Like if you just, you know what I'm saying, you just,
but you don't
doing
know
some
that
dumb
if
shit.
You just from the outset, you, I mean just from the
I mean
outside
a nigga
looking,
can look good and then you, yeah, go,
so you know,
get to talking
okay.
to him.
So is a guy that a lot of girls, okay, let's say for instance, you know, like some guy that you and your homegirls, y'all might work together. You know, y'all think
so. You done got to know the person.
Y'all think he fine, and you know, but you know he got a lot of hoes, so he's not attractive to you anymore.
No, I mean because you're nasty. If you got a lot of hoes, then that means you ain't got no type. You ain't got no kind of. And shoot, if I know you got hoes, that means you ain't got no discretion. Cause that means the streets talking. So if you got all that going on, you wouldn't be nobody that nobody need to be with. Cause you putting all your business out there. Your women putting all y'all business out there.
Man.
So what is your thought on the fact you got some hoes or whatever you
say. No, I'm just asking because that I just heard it and I thought it was crazy, but it do seem like girls go after niggas that got the hoes. Because if you think about it, that's how girls get groped up with these sorry ass niggas. Like, nigga be having like 5 and 6 baby mamas and shit like that, and you think you gonna change him? Like, no. That's just how he is. But
some people like to run with the pack.
Yeah, it's like, what about that nigga that, you know,
he ain't got nothing going on.
But it seems like it do seem that
some
way.
Some people just thrilled by
I know
T.I.
doesn't speak for all women, but I mean, I know all women don't think this way.
I don't
but
think
it's a large sect of women that think
I wouldn't
like,
even
hey,
go that far with it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go that far with it.
I mean, I guess you feel like you with a man that's desirable, a lot of ladies want him, and you feel like I'm the one that he chose, and I'm the one that's on his arm, and all y'all
today.
Ladies want him, and he's with me.
Today.
And you enjoy that time, I guess, you know what I'm saying? Because you at the center of the attention, because you're his girl, and they look
today.
At you like, you know, oh, what about you that he likes so much, and he picked you and over all the other whores, you know what I'm saying? So
not whores.
I'm just saying, you know, I'm not talk to any ladies in particular, because I know we have a large section of lady listeners. I look at the analytics, so I'm not talking about you ladies. I'm talking about the other whores out there, okay?
The other whores?
Yes.
Or just the whores?
The whores,
because we're
yes.
ladies, they're whores.
Yes, y'all
oh,
ladies
okay.
and they're whores. So, yeah. So, let's straighten that out.
Yeah,
give me straight,
do.
Queen Germ.
But
I wouldn't want a woman that everybody wants. You know what I'm saying? Because
oh,
you know,
a lot of niggas want me, so don't do that.
I mean, you know.
A lot.
Okay, well, I'm just saying. I mean.
I'm just helping you to know.
I'm just saying. Okay, that's fine. I mean, niggas like a lot of women, but I'm just saying, I wouldn't want one that she was like, oh, everybody after her and shit. Like, nah, because I'm a little low key. I don't like that. You know what I'm saying?
You don't want to work for nothing. That's what that sounds like.
It ain't working for it. It's just that I'm just low key type person. I don't like a lot of attention. I'm not, so I wouldn't want to be with no girl that's high maintenance and she got to look great everywhere she goes.
Really?
Like,
so
you know,
you're trying to say like I don't look great?
Nah, I'm saying.
Think about what you say before
what
you
I'm
say
talking
that
about,
statement.
That's you know the ones that got to look like they just always overdressed for a situation. Like, oh wow, you all jazzed up. This just your son's football game. Or wow, you look. You know what I'm saying? The person that you know they go for that attention look. Like
let's
they
move on.
You know what I mean? So, no, I wouldn't want to be with that person. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that just, you know, looks nice. That's fine with me. But you don't have to be that head turner. Like, I don't want to be with that person. Because
oh.
I just don't.
Well, I turn heads just so you know.
I didn't say you didn't turn heads. I'm talking about the one that everywhere you go, she got to dress like she going to the club or something like that. And, you know, nah.
I turn heads in all kinds of outfits.
That's great. I hope you do, baby. Because, I mean, I'm glad somebody want my woman. You know what I'm saying? I'm just, you know, but. I just don't.
Somebody's
then. A whole bunch of
I'm just saying. Jimmy,
and
don't,
I'm the lucky
don't,
one
don't,
then.
Don't put
so,
me out there like.
So I'm the lucky one.
Ain't nobody looked at this thing here.
I didn't say they didn't. I'm
talking about with the nappy afro, with the twist, with the braids, with
okay.
the whatever. So don't do me.
Okay, that's good. I'm happy.
Yeah. This is a hot commodity.
Okay. It shouldn't be none. The commodity means it's for sale.
Well, hey.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey, let's move on like I asked
yeah,
you a few
let's
minutes
move
ago.
On. The greatest holiday of them all is upon us. After you're hearing this, you're probably on your leftover plate. You know what I'm saying? So I will preface this by saying Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday because, A, there's no agendas. You don't have to dress up. All you do is show up with your appetite. And it's usually family and everything like that. But with the COVID being around this year, there ain't going to be no Thanksgiving get-togethers. And if y'all are doing the Thanksgiving get-togethers, please keep it small. We don't need to have 60 people at Big Mama House this year. We don't need that. All right? Because all it takes is one to run rampant through the house and it's fucked up. So if you're going to have a Thanksgiving get-together, try to keep it small.
It's going to be the dirty-ass kids.
Yeah, and the ones outside playing football in the damn, yeah. The cousin you ain't seen in a while that might run in, you know, in bad circles, who knows, but I want to know. Queen Germ, your dream plate, it could be from anything in the world. What would your dream plate consist of?
Okay, so we're going to say dream plate is going to be some smothered turkey wings,
okay.
Some gravy, rice, collard greens, dressing, cornbread dressing, however you want to talk about it, but whatever. Cranberry sauce, mac and cheese, sweet potatoes.
That's it?
And of course, I got to have some desserts, but you know.
Okay. Okay. Keep going then.
Okay. I have some pound cake and probably banana pudding cake.
Okay. Well, my dream plate would be like this. Some honey baked ham, some mac and cheese. Let's go greens, cabbage, whatever kind of green, whatever it is. I don't give a shit. I eat it all. Some of your Aunt Evelyn, that shrimp fried rice she made, that shit fire.
So you
fire.
Gotta go to heaven to get that.
No, that's why I said it's a dream plate.
Oh, okay.
give me a couple of ribs, not too much meat on the bone, throw them on the plate. What else we got? Dressing. Cranberry sauce out the can, not that fancy shit, nigga. It gotta be out the can. I don't want that homemade. Niggas talking about, I don't care. I don't care. I tried that homemade shit.
With the real cranberries in it?
Yeah, it don't taste as good as the shit out the goddamn can. Sorry, I'm sorry. What else we got? Gotta have some yams on there for the mac and cheese. What else?
Did you say dressing?
I did say that. I said dressing.
I mean, you was taking a long time, so yeah. I don't know.
But, you know, whatever my plate. Only thing I, you know, matter of fact, I don't
even. I want me some devil crabs. I ain't say that.
Devil crab, look at that.
Crab up in there.
We might even get, well, no, not this week. We get some crab 1 week. But yeah.
I don't want nothing from up here.
What you mean?
Talk about your plate.
Why you don't like the crab down here?
It just ain't the same.
What you mean it's not the same?
It's not the same.
Oh, okay.
And I don't really, I mean, like, they like snow crabs here. I like blue crabs, so I don't really.
See, blue crab is the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is, because we by the Gulf, and that's why it's different crab. That's why you don't like the crab.
I don't like that.
I gotcha. But yeah, that'd be all that's on my dream plate. Dessert-wise, you know, some of my grandma pound cake. No, Miss Shura pound cake.
Don't do that.
No, I'm serious. Miss Shura pound cake.
Okay.
My mama's sweet potato pie. And, see, my grandma used to make this pineapple cake with icing on it, with pineapple in between it. Mm-hmm. That shit was so good, like the next day or something when the pineapple.
Soaking all through it.
Oh, my God. And some of that cake.
Mm-hmm.
That'll do it. I want some sweet tea, some lemonade, you know what I'm saying? Preferably homemade tea.
Homemade tea.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It'd be pretty good. So that was my dream plate. Got another question for you. Typically, what don't you eat for Thanksgiving?
I don't fuck with no chitlins.
No chitlins. I mean, but y'all don't really do chitlins for Thanksgiving down there.
Glory them do.
Oh, she do? Oh, Glory a real one. That's probably a Manny ass. Manny, yes, see? I
chitlins
know, man.
And oysters.
Yes, chitlins and oysters?
I mean, like, he always like the oyster dressing. She always make oyster dressing for him and chitlins.
Damn, boy, I ain't never tried that. I might have to fuck with Manny on that one, though. Yeah. So, yeah. So, nothing on me. Ain't no turkey on my plate.
I mean, only turkey I'm eating is if it's fried turkey or turkey wings smothered in gravy. But I don't eat just regular carved up turkey. That's not my thing.
That shit is trash, y'all. Y'all need to start eating that fucking bird, bro. That shit trash. I'm saying, hey, I know I say I come on here every year for Thanksgiving and trash turkey, but I'm on a quest to trash turkey. We need.
So you trying to get turkey out of Thanksgiving?
Get that motherfucking shit out of here. We don't need no goddamn turkey Thanksgiving, man. Nobody eat that shit. That's the shit that lasts so long, you can't get rid of it. Like, man, fuck that shit, man. Get rid of turkey. Y'all get sick eating that goddamn turkey.
Let him live.
Yeah, man. Like, if it ain't, listen, if you ain't getting a small little turkey like, breast with honey baked ham or a Cornish hen, something
somebody,
like that,
but
fry some fucking chicken. Like, we eat chicken all any other time. Let's just go ahead and get that bird out of there. That turkey's overrated. We don't need turkey.
You don't?
No. But, okay, so we know we don't like, don't like giblet dressing, no, that giblet gravy.
No, I don't do nothing with that.
Throw the fucking giblets away.
That's why they're in the bag. They're supposed to be in the trash.
Yeah, exactly. You're not supposed to make gravy with the fucking giblets, man. Y'all stop.
Need them parts.
That shit is fucking nasty. Y'all fucking up gravy throwing the giblets in there, all right? I eat any kind of fucking gravy, but when you throw that fucking giblet in there and I hit that livery taste in my mouth,
it's nasty.
It's a wrap. So don't like that either. My Aunt Kat make a green bean casserole that is fucking fire. Like,
I'm about to say, you said you was talking about the food you ain't finna eat. So you said it, I was like, I thought you liked that.
Oh, yeah, but she made this green bean casserole. But one thing she also used to make was a squash casserole. I just don't like squash. But that squash casserole, everybody loved it. It always be gone. And I mean,
when you cook it in a casserole, you probably can't even taste it.
I don't
it.
Care. But
probably can't.
Yeah, me and squash, though, I can't do it. I'm sorry. I grew up now. I might need to try squash one more time. I probably didn't try it before when it mixed with that zucchini shit from the Chinese place.
It's the same thing.
So, yeah, you know what I'm saying. So, you know. But
one's green, one's yellow. Both
yeah, what else not on my plate? Really, with Thanksgiving, man, I put a little bit of everything on my plate. Like, if you got it there, I'm eating it, man.
Okay.
I don't discriminate, so.
I don't put all kind of random shit on my
plate. I just mix it. Because, I mean, you know, it's a bountiful. Thanksgiving is when you're just happy that you can provide food. So, whatever you have, you bring it. And so, like, you know, niggas like spaghetti at them.
Now that's not going on nobody's table.
Why not?
Who was eating spaghetti for
Thanksgiving? Everywhere in Midwest,
it's not.
Yes, it is.
But they don't need to do that.
Yeah, it's like
spaghetti is not intended. Spaghetti is to get you to the next
paycheck.
It's a
side dish.
That's what spaghetti is for. Spaghetti is to hold your family to the next paycheck.
That's not good food.
What the fuck spaghetti is.
That's why y'all got people that's damn fucking scarred from eating spaghetti.
Not my problem.
Yeah, like I like spaghetti. I don't mind.
I like spaghetti too.
I don't mind it. I eat spaghetti 3-4 days. I don't care.
I eat spaghetti too when I'm trying to get to that next
paycheck.
But if
you're going to bring spaghetti for Thanksgiving, I'm down for it.
Not.
I'm serious, man.
There's enough stuff that you can cook that spaghetti ain't got to be in the box.
Let me see if B-Eazy.
I'm sorry.
If B-Eazy answer the phone. He's probably not. Let's see.
He know what day it is.
Yep.
Your call has been forwarded to
Sent you to the damn voicemail.
Yeah, B-Eazy slick. But yeah, man, I was going to ask him about the meat. But yeah, spaghetti is something they just, you bring it to cookouts and everything.
No.
Like, people bring it to the beach. When they going to the beach, they bring a pot of spaghetti. Like
put them the shit in the water.
No, nigga, just.
Because ain't nobody got no business putting that heavy-ass food on their stomach going in the water.
I'm just saying. But, yeah, spaghetti. Whatever you have for Thanksgiving, bring that shit. We'll eat that shit.
It's
got
to be good.
I was like, shit, let's do hamburgers and hot dogs on Thanksgiving. Why not?
That's not what it is.
You just bring
it. You can do that the week after.
Yeah.
The people will still be hungry. You can do that the week after Thanksgiving.
No. Man, okay, so I was looking at this little list. Since we was talking about what's on the plate, what's not on the plate, I saw this graphic. It was showing the side dishes, like per state, what's the favorite side dishes for Thanksgiving. And just going in the state of Florida was sweet potato casserole.
Yeah, I've seen that play out a lot of times down here.
In Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, and Delaware, it was mac and cheese.
I can.
You know, the most famous. Also with sweet potato casserole was Tennessee. Now, the infamous green bean casserole that I talked about was Texas, Nebraska, New Mexico, Arizona, Idaho, Michigan, Ohio, all wanted green bean casserole.
Interesting.
That's the main thing. Stuffing. Now, the difference between stuffing and dressing, two different things. Dressing is what you make in the pan. Stuffing is what you put inside the bird.
Black people don't do stuffing.
We do dressing. And if you're a black person that does stuffing and eat it out the fucking bird, you nasty as fuck because you're eating
blood and all
the drippings, and I don't want that. That's but interesting, much. Stuffing was number one in New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey. I'm guess what state that is. I think that's either, that was just Vermont. Massachusetts was stuffing. So yeah, all those people up there in the Northeast have the fucked up taste buds. But the infamous Big Dog, also mashed potatoes. I did not know mashed potatoes was that big at Thanksgiving. Did not know. But mashed potatoes, you're looking at Wisconsin, Minnesota, North Dakota, Wyoming, Seattle, California, Nevada, Oklahoma. No, what state is that? That's Nevada. That's Colorado. I don't know what state that is. No, that's Utah. That's Colorado. Colorado has got the mashed potatoes. That is ruling the most of those states. And then Deviled Eggs is in Illinois. All them hood ass niggas in Chicago. Deviled Rolls in West Virginia. Rolls.
Like, who the hell want bread Rolls. As your top side item?
It's West Virginia, baby. It's West Virginia.
That like, must be the only thing that tastes like something.
Look at this state. Arkansas. White gravy.
What is it?
White gravy. White gravy.
Yeah, no.
Rolls is also in Missouri. Wow. Crescent Rolls in South Dakota. Mm-hmm. Brown gravy out in this state. I don't even know what state this is. I'm going to say if that's Wyoming, that's Idaho. That's got to be, no, that's Montana. So that's Wyoming. Brown gravy in Wyoming. And biscuits in Oregon. So yeah, man. All those things are good. Oh, broccoli and cheese casserole in Kentucky. Broccoli casserole. So
somebody got corn.
Who got corn? Oh, yeah. Iowa. Corn. Cream corn in Nebraska, though. Or is that Oklahoma? Nope. That's Oklahoma that look like a pot. They got rolls also. So it's like Nebraska. It's one of them states. Who knows, man? Nobody cares.
What is it? Which one you talking about?
Above. Oh, that's Kansas. Cream corn is in Kansas. Yeah. So King John used to know all the states and everything. I used to could name them, their capitals.
Yeah, I never knew.
When you don't use it, you lose it, man. That is just.
Yeah, I never had it.
So are you excited about Thanksgiving this year?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, sort of. It's like it's a bittersweet Thanksgiving because it's going to be the Thanksgiving without the family. So it's just going to be like a normal super Sunday dinner that we about to cook in our house for a lot of food that our family's not going to eat. So we don't need
to. We're going to eat it.
Yeah, but we don't need to cook a lot of it just because it's Thanksgiving.
We're going to eat it. We're going to eat it till it's gone. And I mean it.
Okay. I'm just saying, you can't eat leftovers but for so many days. Like,
I mean, 3 days.
So you talking Friday, Saturday. So by Monday, no more Thanksgiving.
By Saturday, we'll be eating the last of it. Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Oh, shit. I'm thinking like, damn. I thought you meant 3 days of leftovers. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah.
I mean, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Like, what are we doing here?
I wouldn't count Thursday.
I mean, I'm going to say Thursday, Friday, Saturday, because especially with collard greens, you can't eat that shit after 3 days. Yeah. You have so much gas, you'll be done hurt yourself.
Don't they say the liquor make you drunk or something?
I don't know, but I know that gas will get your ass to the hospital.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's what you don't want.
Yeah. Make sure you clean your collard greens good, please. Buy them already clean and still wash them off a little bit.
Yeah, you got to wash them, let them soak a little bit.
Because them motherfuckers, man, them shit's potent. And don't put too much turkey meat in your food because it overpowers all your food and it just tastes like turkey. And it just tastes like turkey meat and it don't taste like what it's supposed to taste like.
Right.
So just put a little turkey in there. Don't put a lot. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Happy Thanksgiving.
Somebody who ain't gonna cook but one or two dishes got all these recommendations.
I'm going to do some dressing. I'm going to do the mac and cheese. And what else?
That's it. You don't cook nothing else.
What else? I mean, I could do something else.
That's okay.
I'm trying a new dressing this year, so it's going to be it's my first time making dressing, period. So
I'm about to see, because I don't know when the last time you made it, but okay.
Yeah, so this is going to be an adventure. But I want to try something out.
But I'll be making traditional dressing, so therefore if his is a flop, we still have a backup.
Yeah, so we have extra dressing around this motherfucker, which is not a bad thing. You can always freeze dressing. You know what I'm saying? So if you got too much dressing, freeze it. People, listen. Freeze some of this food. Freeze some of these leftovers that you're going to have because we might need this shit. We don't know what's going to happen. So
we know what's going to happen and it's not going to be good.
Yeah. So
be prepared.
Be prepared. Yeah, man. So that's our Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to y'all, man. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You know what I'm saying?
I do have some collard greens growing in my yard. So
yeah. Queen Germ is turned into a farmer. I just got to get her to stop using the Miracle-Gro stuff because it's like you're cheating. You know what I'm saying?
You always wrong about what the fuck I'm doing. You smoke weed every single day.
Yeah, and I hope my weed is not being grown by somebody using Miracle-Gro.
It don't even matter. It's in your lungs now.
Yeah.
So, hey, don't worry about what I'm doing.
Okay.
Worry about what you're doing.
Okay. I'm just saying, man. But
Just be happy for me. Just be happy that when the government turn off all of their damn food supply, your ass might still be able to eat.
Yes.
Be happy about that, whether it's Miracle Brew or not.
Let's go ahead into TV talk.
Yeah.
TV talk this week. I watched the 6ix9ine documentary, the ballad, the saga of Daniel Hernandez. And let me tell y'all something, bro. That was the most detailed documentary for a rapper I've seen in a while. It really showed you, like, he really recorded a lot of his life, so they got a lot of footage of him before he was famous, when he was just like a regular little kid in the neighborhood, and it just showed how he came up and became of this 6ix9ine persona, and how he started running with different crews and the different, you know, just the way it turned out, man, it was pretty crazy. It's on Hulu, so if you know, but it's probably out on the interweb, so if you know how to get it, go check it out.
What makes him so special?
It doesn't make nothing make him special. It was just like how he became 6ix9ine, and how once it be 6ix9ine and Daniel ain't the same person. So he got caught up in that clout, loving the fame and shit like that. And that's what, you know, drove him to, you know, do the things he did. Like, you know, snitching, getting caught up with the wrong crowd, snitching, and now he out free. And, you know, I mean, his rap career might be over because, you know, everybody said they don't believe in snitching. You know, everybody go by street code, and I don't live the street code. So, you know, 6ix9ine can't make a career, which I'm not saying he right for putting niggas in jail and, you know, doing what he did. You know, I just don't understand why certain people don't fuck with him because of what he did. If you like his music, like his music. You know what I'm saying? You know, fuck the person, but, you know, I digress.
So that means that R. Kelly should be able to do whatever.
No, R. Kelly hurt little kids.
He broke the law. If you like his music, you could like his music.
If you like R. Kelly music, if you can, I mean, hey, if you feel okay, if you can separate the actions from the art, then that's on you. That's on you. I personally couldn't do it. But if Step in the Name of Love come on, I'm gonna hum along with it. You know what I'm saying?
That's so sad.
It's not sad. I really like that song.
I don't even see why.
It's a good song.
Okay.
The beat and everything, you know what I'm saying? Like, so that's like the only R. Kelly song that could get me, like, you know what I'm saying?
Edit that out, be easy.
No, don't edit that shit out. That's like the only one that could get me, like, you know, any other time I hear R. Kelly song, I'd be like, oh, I could just turn the radio. You know, so I could turn it. You know, or whatever I hear it on. If he comes up in the shuffle, I could just go ahead and hit him like that. So, anything you want to watch or...
I mean, we still watching Wentworth, so we'll keep on going with that.
Yeah, we're watching Wentworth on Netflix, so, you know, I'm not going to give y'all... We'll give y'all a totality update when we finish that. But as I watch other things throughout the week, I'll let y'all know. But if you got any suggestions, you know, always hit the inboxes, let me know. That's at Frocast on Instagram, at KingJerm, the number one, on Twitter. It's another nigga, one KingJerm. Is it like a young nigga? He a rapper? That shit is fucked up. I was like, man, look at this shit, bro. So KingJerm 1 is me. 1 KingJerm is him. And yeah,
I found I'm not on Instagram, so I wouldn't know.
Well, not Instagram. This is Twitter.
I'm not on there either.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, same thing applies.
I keep my baby off them social media. Ain't nothing but the devil out there.
Whatever. So you can be the hoe.
I don't be the hoe. Okay. I just don't want you out there in those streets. Okay. I don't want you out there.
Okay.
It's contaminate you.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Moving right along.
This is my favorite segment of the show, Queen Germs 2. It's bad black cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC, as we like to call it around here,
is where
Queen Germ take situations suggested by you, the listener, or me. We bring them here, we act them out. For y'all know, this is all improv. We are not paid actors. We didn't go to Juilliard. We never even joined the drama club. So all this is straight off the cuff acting, and it's bad. And what's the situation this week? Situation this week is dude wants you to eat dinner with his family. Keeping in the Thanksgiving theme, would you like to be the dude or the girl that gets asked out?
I'm going to have to be the girl because you cannot do anything outside of your agenda.
Okay, so here we go. So I'm going to be the guy that asks this girl to come eat dinner with my family. You can either reluctantly do it or whatever you want to do. It's your choice, okay? You ready? Action! Hey, girl, what's going on? Shoot, man. Everything going all right with you?
Yeah, I'm good. What's up?
Well, you know Thanksgiving is Thursday, right? And I was thinking, man, you know what I'm saying? Me and you been kicking it for a little minute, man. You want to come eat with me and my family?
Who's supposed to be cooking?
I mean, my aunts and all them, the IT team, whoever cooking, man, but do you want to come, though?
I mean, I'm cool with coming over there, but I got to go by my people first because I don't gamble on my stomach.
I mean, but we got to go to my people's house. We eat at 1 o'clock, and you really need to be there. And it's like
what's going on over there?
So? I want everybody to meet you since, you know, me and you've been kicking it for a minute, man. I think it's time for them to meet you.
I don't know about all that.
Why you don't know? I mean,
I don't like being around a whole bunch of people.
It's like a big step for us, though. You meeting my family. I think you need to meet them.
And we're still in a pandemic. I don't really want to be around a whole bunch of people I don't know right now.
But I want them to meet my girl. You know, I want them to meet the girl that I met.
Can I not? You can't Zoom me?
No, that's like rude. I need you to meet my aunt and all the people. You need
your aunt?
Aunties, everybody. Uncles, little cousins.
So what kind of food y'all going to have?
I mean, traditional Thanksgiving food, bro. What you talking about? Like, do you want to come or not? You asking a lot of questions.
I mean, I'm just asking because I don't, like I said, I don't
want to. We got all, what kind of food you like? They going to have it. So, yes, we're going to have it. Whatever kind of food you can think of, we're going to have it. The people can cook. Yeah, they can cook. You see me, I been eating. I ain't miss no meal. I'm just saying. So, you coming?
I guess.
Good. I mean, I know they can't wait to meet you, bro. You gonna really love my grandma, my aunts, man. Like, everybody gonna be wanting to meet you, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, bro. Like, this is cool, man.
Is it?
Yes.
You too excited about that.
Because it's like the first Thanksgiving that I've actually brought a woman to Thanksgiving dinner.
So what you been bringing?
I don't never bring nobody. And they always worrying about me and stuff, thinking like, you know what I mean?
So you just gonna use me to get the people
I ain't using you. You been kicking it for a minute, but I'm glad that I finally got a girl to bring for Thanksgiving so people can start asking questions.
All right, whatever.
Oh, when you get over there, you can't be acting all bougie and nothing like that, because we ain't like that. So, keep your attitude in check when you get there.
I'm not going to keep nothing in check.
We're going to ride together.
No, we don't have to drive together. Yeah. Because when I'm ready to go, I'm going
to
be ready to go.
I'm going to get to go with you to your people's house, right?
Not necessarily.
What you mean not necessarily? How you meet my family? I can't meet yours.
Nigga, you say we on a level. I didn't say nothing. So I just say we been talking.
So I thought we was going to be doing the whole thing together that
day. Not if you talking about I got to come over there to see your aunties at 1 o'clock and my people going to be eating around 2:30.
Oh, I mean, we can go there after we leave there. I mean, by 4 o'clock, we can go around your people's house.
So we just going to be late to my people's stuff, but you want to be there when your mama and your grandma call and turkey and shit.
It's important.
Okay. We'll see how important it is. Like I said, I'll pop over there.
We riding together, though. Cut! So, Bad Black Cinema, y'all. Did you feel it?
I didn't feel anything. You just annoyed me.
You felt it. I know you did.
I did not.
So, if y'all want to see us act out situation, man, send one in, man. Y'all know it. AfroCast on IG, at Nappy Afro on Twitter, at KingJerm1 on Twitter. Either way, I get it. Or you can inbox us. We'll get it, man.
Don't send it.
Send it,
I don't want to do it anymore.
Song of the week time, man. Queen Germ, do you have a song of the week?
Yes, I do. A part of all of this shenanigans that your boy had going on, getting in a car accident, our first car, I guess, that we purchased as married couple.
Our first major purchase.
Has been carted off into the automobile heaven, I guess, junkyard or whatever.
Going to heaven too. That car going to heaven.
To be pulled apart and
destroyed.
Used for whatever the people
turn want. Turn into an ice cube tomorrow.
I just don't know. But in that spirit, my heart was heavy. So my song of the week has got to be none other than It's So Hard to Say Goodbye by Boyz II Men.
I was singing that over there.
R.I.P.
I was singing it, I was putting on the record. We put every mile on that motherfucker, man. Like, got that car in 2008, man.
12 years.
Dog, bro. Just, man. That was a good car, too, man. Painful. Woo! Woo! You just don't get that, man. Like, man. It's a good damn song right there, man. Well, my song of the week, man, is a throwback song. 1998 from Nori. It's a song called I Love My Life. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all y'all that was off the porch when this song was out, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know the feeling y'all get when y'all hear the beat, man. So, I Love My Life by Nori and It's So Hard to Say Goodbye by Boyz II Men. This is the Frocast. RIP to the Silver Surfer. You know what I'm saying? A lot of travels in that car. A lot of travels. Yes, man. So, yeah, we're going to take a music break. We'll be right back.
Oh, Sorry.
Yeah, I grew up like the regular thug. Sold drugs, wasn't proud about it. That's just what I gotta do. To cop the Jordans and the Felis too. Yeah, I love the Bo Jacksons, the orange and blue. You should snatch the lead patches. Now I wear Cartier glasses, thinking that the earth access. Walk around my well, how the fuck I feel. Yo, I play ball for Vince, yo, I handle the pill. Then it dawned on me, came strong on me. I belong with these niggas thuggin' with me. So I switched crews, started rolling with the older dudes. Drinking brews, did what they say to pay dues. My hands dirty, trying to keep little me up. And got jerked the first time I tried to re-up. People my age tried to say slow my speed up. Cause I smoke bogeys, stay throwing weed up. Love my life,
so drugs my life.
Did it all in my time.
My whole life, live it up.
Live your life, baby. Live your life, baby. Yeah. Yo, since the day to spoff it, I used to run with Rob Crawford, Troy Outlaw, Freddie Bedrock, and Joe Wood. Running in Timbo, Chanduna, and Shaw Shoe. Section 2, part of Iraq, I grew up at. Had to learn how to slap box instead of a gap. I never knew rap. All I knew was crack. Yo, it's rules to this game and people to blame. Wow. When you see another little brother doing the same as you used to, growing up like you, playing Scully with his heat out, cellular phone, get a little drug money, but got the world sewn. I recall T-Bone died. Yo, I cried. It's hard too. Hit tarred up with guard you. Part 2, Smiley got shot up too. Hey, yo, you realize that you miss a nigga when you realize that you never gonna see him.
So drugs, my life.
Did it all of my time.
My whole life.
Live it up.
Sacrifice.
Sacrifice quiet.
Play
for peace.
I live and pray.
Control street.
Happy yourself.
Just live your life, big rap. Just live your life, big rap. Live it up. Hey, yo, it's totally up to the team, to me. So don't make a move if you don't ask me. I'm casually known, halfly blown. In Miami, cause now Uncle Wise came home. Jungle, caught me a rollie, copped on 1-2. You keep it real with a person, keep it real with you. Huge confidence, thugged out, aim for dominance. No sedominance, he bliss wrist just like glamorous. Domino, grenade iced out from Tito, Puerto Rico. We live life now, cause we know the other side of the fence ain't friendly. It's just war in there, done it, ain't no henny. I can't live that. Deja vu, I did that. I gained stats, numbering with cats over Kit Kats. Now I spit rats, park my Benz with a chick sack, and just live with a big stack.
So drugs my life, live my whole life. I sacrifice this game we play. I live and pray. I sacrifice this game we play. I live and pray.
This game we play. Yeah.
I love my life. So drugs my life. Live my life.
How do I say goodbye? The good time that made us laugh, I'll wait them back. I thought we'd get to see forever, but forever's gone away. It's so hard to say goodbye.
is going to lead. All I know is where we've been and what we've been through. Ooh. If we get to see tomorrow, I hope it's worth all the wait. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. And I'll take with me the memories to be my sunshine after the rain. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. And I'll
back from the music break, man. I hope y'all enjoyed that. It's HBCU confession time. HBCU confession is when I go to
like, what's going on with your mouth?
HBCU confessional. I just got in a car wreck, man.
Don't people done hit your damn mouth now. Don't people did not hit your mouth.
HBCU confession is when I go to their Twitter.
Yeah, get it together, nigga.
Get some tweets, and I bring them back here. Show Queen Jern what we got, and she reacts. This one goes a little something like this. It says, every time I see a dude with the fat ass that's sagging, I'ma stare and say, what's up? I really be wanting to grab it and grind my dick on it. I know I'm not the only dude that thinks this way. TSU. So, could this be Tennessee State?
It don't matter. The nigga is nasty.
Why is he nasty? He's saying all these niggas walking around here, he's attracted to men, and he said all these niggas walking around here with their pants sagging with their fat booties, he be wanting to grab them and put his dick on them.
Nah.
Sounds like a lot of men to me, if you ask me, because they say the same thing about the women. They see these women walk around, they want to grab it and rub their dick on it.
That's nasty.
So he sounds like a regular old man.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's a typical man, but that's disgusting, because you just don't, I mean... You can look, but you ain't got to do all that. You talking about something, you gonna grab somebody, you wanna grab somebody behind. Same way, like, you sent me that inappropriate meme or whatever, talking about something, is it disrespectful or whatever. How you gonna turn your whole head when you with somebody? Your eyes shouldn't be on nothing else but me. If we holding hands and we together, why is you about to be turning into a whole robot, turn your head off your damn neck because you trying to look at somebody? You got to have a little more control. Your eyes work just fine. You ain't got to turn your whole body to see nothing.
Mm. So you say it's disrespectful?
It's past disrespectful.
Okay. I just want to know what you was going to say.
I'm just saying, a nigga get busting in the goddamn head fooling around with me. You not finna be with me. Now, what the fuck you do when I ain't there? That's on you.
Mm-hmm.
But you not going to be that disrespectful to the point where you going to act up and I'm with you. Like, that give another bitch power over me. When you looking at her... And we together? Like, come on, nigga. You trying not to be with me. You trying to give me a reason to leave you.
Damn.
So you and your little TSU want to put his ding-a-ling on everybody's fat ass. He need to go home. he need to go home. He don't need to be in civilization. He better get one of them OnlyFans people and play with them on the internet.
That nigga say every time he see one.
Exactly.
That nigga sound like he got some urges.
Hmm. He got more than urges, child.
Yes, sir. Good gracious, buddy.
Hide your husbands. Hide your kids.
Pull your pants up, my nigga.
That too.
If you're on Tennessee State University campus and you got a fatty and you be sagging, hey, just know it's a
Johnny,
dude out
Johnny coming for you.
Yes, sir. Oh, goddamn Scott Cox Oh, we got Johnny Cox. You know, he wanted to see your Johnny cakes. Yes, sir. So, yeah.
Look out, boy.
So, if you like those, man, go to the HBCU Confession on Twitter and check them out for yourself. Well, Queen Germ, it's Keeping 100 time. Do you have a Keeping 100?
Yeah, I'm going to keep it 100 with it's a thin line between love and hate.
100.
Y'all out here playing these games with these people, and the next thing you know, you want to flip the script. It's either you love me or you hate me. Mm. You can't do both. And it's easy for you to get flipped over from one side to the next. So just be careful out there.
Damn. Sound like you ain't dealing with some unsolid people. Why keep
Speaking
it 100
of unsolid goal, people.
Huh? Why keep it 100 goes or something like this? If you ain't break up by now, you're stuck.
100.
What I mean by that is, if you caught you one of these little cuff season flings, and the goal is to get cuffed in like September, but you got to break up before Thanksgiving. You can't be going to no Thanksgiving get-togethers, because once you go to Thanksgiving, you done been with his or her family, you know, you done laid the little, you know. Yeah, if you do Thanksgiving with this person, whether it's a male or female, you're going to be stuck with them for a little while.
Don't believe that.
You got to get rid of them before, if it's not serious, and you go eat fucking dinner with this man, just know he going to be stalking your motherfucking ass.
Not if he my uncle. My uncle done had a different woman to every Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's celebration all my life. He ain't never repeated none of these broads. Mm. So you could just be the
he
one.
He might
to
just
get
be
the
bringing
them
there. Yeah, but I'm talking about if y'all been doing hanging around, this your cuff season, boo, and y'all still together at Thanksgiving, you're doing it wrong. You're going to fuck around and be stuck with her throughout the year.
Okay.
Because once you made it Thanksgiving, you're only like about 4 weeks away from Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So
y'all could break up on about the 20th.
Yeah. So then so then you got to start worrying about Christmas gifts. And then they're going to want to spend New Year's with you. And then Valentine's Day. Now you're in a full-fledged relationship. It wasn't supposed to be this. Spring is right around the corner. And you're going to be locked the fuck down. So, I'm telling you now, if you're hearing this and you ain't break up with her before the day, before you heard this, you're stuck with her.
Don't do it like that. It's a blessing.
Or him or her. You know what I'm saying? Him or her.
It could be a blessing.
And this could, yeah, it could be a blessing.
They might want to be stuck.
It could be a punishment. If you knew that it ain't supposed to be this long, go ahead, cut ties with this person. It was just a cuff season. It was a COVID.
They were cuffing enough. Yeah. Somebody might be pregnant.
Yeah, you're right. That's what's going to happen. I'm trying to tell y'all. So if it ain't serious, walk away. But if you're hearing my voice now and you ate Thanksgiving with this nigga or this lady, you're going to get everything you deserve. All the stalking, all of that. Busted windows.
Not bust windows.
Yes.
Who busting windows?
People still bust windows.
Okay.
They doing shit now the insurance don't cover. And that's the, they know.
That's that hurt.
Yeah, that's that hurt. When they do shit the insurance don't cover, you be like,
man, what is supposed to be? You flatten three of the tires or something?
Oh, man, if you put a knife in a tire, that's vandalism. There ain't no road hazard.
I'm just saying, that's what the people say. It's either you got to punch a hole in all of them but one or something.
I wouldn't know.
There's some rules to that type of thing. But, I mean, I don't know either, obviously. I'm asking.
I don't do crazy.
You don't?
No.
Mm.
Winner, loser time, Queen Germ. Do you have any winners?
Yeah, I'm going to have to say my winner this week is Mr. Brad Cooley Jr.
Winner.
He sculpted a very close replica of a Rattler, a FAMU Rattler. And he used a frozen snake of Rattler that his father had, so he used that as his model, but he made one several times larger, and now his statue is placed on the campus
of Florida
A&M University. So that's Brad Cooley Jr.
That bronze one.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
That's pretty dope.
It's really nice.
That looks dope. Like,
and it know. Looks really real.
Okay, that's what's
but
up.
You know what I'm saying? It's huge, so obviously, you know, it's not, but it looks really nice. Down. It has a lot of detail in it.
Okay.
Yes.
I got you.
He's the man behind the snake.
I got you. Well, my winner goes a little something like this. I actually got three winners, actually.
That's too many.
Okay, well, don't worry. My first winner is this Nigerian man who displayed all his 6 pregnant girlfriends.
Winner!
And he ain't got not a pot of rice to give neither one of them.
Hey, he got to have something. He got 6.
He got dick.
They all pregnant at the same time. How the fuck did he do this shit?
It ain't nothing to do.
To get all of them pregnant at the same time?
He probably had them around each other. They was ovulating all at the same time. Jesus. Just laid them all down.
He's my winner just for...
That shit ain't winning. You ain't got 6 kids. Unless 4 of them don't live here.
He winning because he was able to get 6 women pregnant at the same time. That is amazing.
You think so?
Yes.
They all fucking with the same nigga.
But still. Like, it's still for it just... It's, like I said, it's crazy.
Okay. If you like it, I'll...
And my other winner is the Morris Twins.
Winner!
The Morris Twins are a set of NBA brothers that they still share a bank account to this day. But the funny thing about it is one of them getting $16 million, the other one getting $3 million. So, yeah, we ain't...
Might be time for us
we identical fun. Twins, but we ain't got identical checks. So, yeah, like, hold on now. You getting that $3 million, I don't need to see you making these big old purchases, but... They brothers, they probably don't care. You know what I'm saying? So that's
lame, though.
If you had a twin, would y'all do that?
No.
Why not?
I got a husband and we don't do that.
But if you got a twin, yeah, and y'all were like successful.
No, I don't give a damn. We can blow up today, tomorrow, hit the lottery. Mm-hmm. We still ain't finna be sharing no account. Why what not? Are we doing that for?
Why not? I think that's what we need to start doing in 2021. Get a shared account and just put money in it.
We don't.
Yes, we think we do.
We're not.
Okay, well.
No, I'm totally against that.
Why not? I'm just saying. Mm-mm. Nobody had. We can't take nothing out of it. We can only put in it. Mm-mm. Why not? And just put in whatever you can.
Mm-mm. What are we doing that for? That's the account that we paying bills out of?
No, it's just an account that we just gonna throw money in. Mm. That nobody can take out of.
That's not the purpose of an account.
Yes, it is.
To have an account that you can't use?
Save money.
Okay.
So if you just throw 25 in it or 50 in it or 16 or 12 or just throw it in there.
All right, we'll do that. Okay. Moving right along, what do we have next?
So those are my winners since you wouldn't do it. You got any losers, Queen Germ?
Yes. Besides that idea you just gave us, my loser is Senator Marco Rubio.
Loser.
This clown, he trying to act like y'all president now. He over here tweeting, talking about how he don't approve of Biden, possible candidate, cabinet members. He talking about he gonna probably vote against the people and all his other carrying on. He just cutting up, talking about something. He supports American greatness. Meanwhile, these people that that Biden selected, they went to all the best schools and all of that stuff. But they are gonna be the kind of people who are the caretakers of America's decline. So they want to try to act like everybody is just bringing everything down. Nobody got nothing to bring to the table to make it better as they claim that they want. But all of them are just being little spoiled babies at this point.
Of course.
Kicking and screaming, making a scene. So
Rubio, no, he's up. I think he's up for gig in 2 years.
He is.
Yeah.
And so, we trying to cut up so we can keep our jobs and checks flowing. But yeah. It's time for all of them to sat down.
Clean the house, man. It's clean house. It's clean house. Get all these old motherfuckers out of there, man.
Yeah, it's time.
My loser is all the people risking it this Thanksgiving.
Loser.
Risking it how?
Risking it by traveling, risking it by going to Big Mama house, this ain't a normal Thanksgiving, people. We're not going to have a normal Thanksgiving. And I don't want us to have another big time outbreak because of Thanksgiving. It's already bad enough we wanted the summertime to come. It's already bad enough we wanted to watch football. It's already bad enough now Thanksgiving is around. So now we got a lot of people, I already had it, or I don't think that shit real, or blase squaze. And it's going to be some big gatherings, and I just don't want nobody to risk it. So they already predict there's going to be more people traveling this Thanksgiving than a motherfucker.
Because people are tired.
Yes,
people are tired of the COVID. Told us 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It has turned into 8 months.
Yeah.
Fuck COVID.
Yeah, fuck COVID. But COVID's still sitting outside. He want to play too. COVID want to play. COVID right down line too. He's sitting there serving food, matter of fact. He just say
he handing y'all a damn sanitizer.
Yes, Kobe right there with the sanitizer bottle, coughing like a motherfucker over the food. So yeah. So don't be that loser, man. Stay your fucking ass at home. Order some food. Do something. Just keep it low. Keep it low, man. For your family's sake, for everybody's sake, man.
Yeah, so that this won't be the last Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so this won't be the last Thanksgiving. All right. We don't want to get eradicated like the damn natives did by the damn pilgrims. They cooked dinner for them and then killed them.
Yeah.
That's the part of the story they don't tell. They make it seem like it was
all. It was all a fun feast.
Fuck no. Them niggas probably killed them. You know how shady them goddamn old medieval white people used to be. They probably ate good and they were just looking the whole time. Mm-hmm. Set the damn natives up, killed their ass, man. Oh, man. I know they did them dirty. Well, Queen Germ, it's that time of the show. Do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout-out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, the Lunch Crew, the Front Porch, and KY No Jelly, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga. Yeah.
Take it from me. I couldn't get it out.
That's God.
I wasn't going to say nothing bad, though. My shout-outs go a little something like this. Shout-out to B-Eazy, Sol Ray, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Rulo Myself, Rick James, Bitch, RT3, my nigga J. Will, Peppy J from B-More, Steph from B-More, Stax, MJ Money 9S, Light Skin Kanye, Dark Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, my nigga Dom, No Man Gang in the building. Shout-out to my dog G over there, No Man Gang. That was the question from No Man Game. We was all supposed to send that picture to our wives and see what they say and post their responses in there just to, for shits and giggles. Yeah.
I mean, but nobody should think that's cute. Because if you think that's cute, then your nigga is fucking other people with you.
I mean, some women was like, shit, I'd be looking at her ass too. What if that was a response?
Yeah, no, that wasn't my response. I mean, I got enough ass.
The young women, but you know, the young girls, they mostly gay anyway. Most of the new girls bisexual. Oh, but that's a topic.
That's a whole nother story.
Back to my shout outs, man. Shout out 12 Kyle, 12 Kyle Podcast. Shout out to them. Shout out to Dr. Brace of everybody, Dr. Brace of Network. You got Dr. Cam. You got the disrespectful motherfucking MJ. You got Kayla, the truck driver. Go over there, check out Dr. Brace of what he got going on over there at drbrace.com. Shout out to Amazing AP. Shout out to Sleazy the Black Farmer. Shout out to Dragon Lady. Who else?
Queen of the Hood Boogers.
Queen of the Hood Boogers. Shout out to you. Shout out to all the podcasts that fuck with us. The Glenn Her Podcast. My dog Corey Dos Equis in the Power Lunch Hour. The Relationships. Two Smart Dummies. What is the other?
You said the Dashes.
Papa Dash. Daughter Dash. Everybody over that site to fuck with a kid. That's Doc Cloud. The rest of the gang. It seemed like I got everybody on that one. I don't think I missed nobody. Okay. I really don't.
Lafayette Tigers.
The who?
The Lafayette Tigers.
Shout out to the Lafayette Tigers. Shout out to y'all, man. Y'all, listen, man. Anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, and no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Listen, another show in the books, man. Hope y'all had a very Thanksgiving, a very merry, happy Thanksgiving. Ate nigga good, high. Drank good, smoked good. You know what I'm saying? Fellowship with your family in small amounts, you know, small doses. I mean, it's... You know, I remember the days having to go see about four people houses and have to eat four times on Thanksgiving.
You enjoyed it.
I love doing it too. Eating four plates. Oh my gosh. Full as a motherfucker on Thanksgiving. I mean, I'm 1 year, man. I ate so much, I thought my stomach was going to bust. I really did. Because it was like, I felt my stomach like it was.
To the limit.
Yeah, it was pushed to like right below the epidermal level of my skin. Like it felt like my stomach had stretched that far to like, I was just like, oh shit. And I just needed some relief. I was just like, please God, if I wake up in the morning, I would never eat this much again. Like, cause I was just like, I ate too fucking much. Like I was just too fucking full. And man, it was crazy.
I don't ever eat to get miserable.
I mean, I just love to eat.
I know I got like two stomachs, one for food and one for dessert because I could eat. And then I can go and say, I'm full of food. But then I can go over here and eat several pieces of dessert. Mm. I mean, I love dessert. It's amazing. Especially some good ones. So
yeah.
I plan to do some damage. But, you know, it ain't going to be like it would be if I was home. But I'm going to do what I can right here.
Like, I ain't gonna have no potato salad. Damn. Got to buy some.
No.
What?
I mean, you could do without potato salad.
I mean,
what you need potato salad for?
Potato salad go with food on Thanksgiving. What you talking about?
Okay. I mean, I don't really eat potato salad, so.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you know that, so.
You don't?
No. I mean, I eat, like, a spoonful of potato salad, and it has to be potato salad with shrimp in it.
That's not potato salad.
What you want to call it? It's potato salad.
It's seafood salad, yeah.
No, because seafood salad has a lot more seafood in it, but yeah, whatever you want it to be.
Potato salad ain't got shrimp in it. How about that?
It's whatever. Your ass ain't going to get none, so.
I go to the store, give you a little can of Amish, that shit, if I can't get no homemade. Now, your sister Jessica, she makes some damn good potato salad.
And that's who potato salad I always eat.
And that shit be good. Like, she makes some good potato salad. Like, hey.
And that's just too much work for me.
It is. That's why I say it's too much. Like, people don't understand how much work go into making potato salad.
And then you get somebody who can make a good potato salad.
Oh, man.
Yep. They done did too much.
Yep.
I mean, because the potatoes got to be just right. Mm-hmm. I don't like them when they too hard or too mushy. You got to have the right flavor. You got to have the right everything. So, it's just too, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
Yep.
So, boiling eggs, potatoes, all that. Just a lot. Some people make it look easy, but it ain't.
Well, again, shout out to all y'all. Have a good Thanksgiving. This is the most consistent podcast out there on the airways. This is the fucking Frocast, man. And don't forget to spread the word about the Frocast. Don't forget to call the voicemail at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about a Patreon where you can join for as little as a dollar. And don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt. So, signing off, it's your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast, the most consistent podcast on the net. And we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace. You ain't rate your show.
Oh, Queen Germ, rate your show.
I'm going to say that my show is going to be rated a 9.00 or even 9.
Okay, I'm going to give it a 11.24, because that's my godmama, Miss Betty Ann. It's her birthday, so happy birthday to her.
Shout out, shout out.
You know what I'm saying? So my show is 11.24, so shout out to her. Love you, Miss Betty Ann. Have a good one. See you next year for that big 70 one.
That's right. We turn it up.
Thanksgiving. It's going to be on the road next year. We're taking it to NC, you know what I'm saying, for Thanksgiving.
We're going to turn it up.
Yes, big. We're going to do it big. So. Signing off for the last time. We out. Peace.
Peace.
That's the end of the show. Go to nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
nappyafro.com